This is why it's Haven of Bliss podcast at www.havenofbliss.com/podcast.
Sorry.
Welcome to why it's Haven of Bliss.com. I'm Wyatt, and this is
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. We're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about today?
Living in Chicago and working in the Loop.
Yep. Work is not always a favorite thing for me to do.
You love your job.
Yeah. Hey, it's the first time I've liked my job in a long time.
I'm happy for you.
That's good. So, working in Chicago is a little bit different than most cities, because...
Suburbs, small towns.
Suburbs, other towns, any places. Just because there's so many people here. So many people.
Three million in the loop.
3 million people. What's the loop?
Or 3 million in city limits, sorry.
Yeah. What is the loop, though?
The loop is the business district of Chicago. It's encased by the L, which forms a loop. The L is the elevated train.
Yeah.
Well, like the subway, but above ground.
Does it go by the elevated subway, or is it more like the Chicago River?
I think it's the elevated subway, because it forms a loop around the loop.
Yeah, but so does the river.
Not quite. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Maybe.
So, anyways, there's a lot of people that work down there, including me.
And me.
Yep, and me too.
And me too.
Both of us.
Together.
Yep. So, we ride the 156 bus downtown, which is quite an experience in its own. So, we live north of the city. Most of the people live north of the city. And they either ride the bus or...
The L.
Or the Metro.
Metro.
Lots of people ride the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
So, I figure we can talk about getting to work. And then we'll talk about maybe work.
Lunch at work.
And then lunch. Then maybe getting home.
Just which is the opposite of coming to work.
Yep. In the morning, the buses are crazy. We got time down to a window, right?
Yep. I have a 2-minute window.
Yeah, because there's so many people that ride the bus in the city. You're talking about 2 million people. We tried to figure out how many people are in the loop during a work day.
Yeah, maybe a million.
We probably have a million in the area, but it could be a lot more. I wouldn't be surprised, because those buildings have a lot of people.
Oh, you're right.
You know, but we were guessing about a million people are in there on an average day. I bet it's more, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's 3 million people in the city. And where do they all go?
Into the tunnels, yeah. Under the city.
Anyways, we ride the bus. What's the bus like?
It can be good or it can be bad. It depends if you get a seat or not.
I never get a seat.
Or if you get a lady that tells them to keep moving back and there's nowhere to move back to.
Yeah, that one was psycho. She's like, I think there's people who have not moved. There's space back there. There's people outside are pointing at the back of the bus and telling me there's space. And everyone's just like, shut up, woman.
There was no space.
There was no space, but she just had this vendetta against us.
She was a crazy bus driver.
Yeah, I'm like...
And sometimes you get the happy bus driver.
The happy bus is pretty good.
It's fun.
I remember the first time I saw the happy bus. It's this bus... It's one of the older buses, right?
Yeah.
And it's got this guy who tied little yellow smiley face balloons, the happy balloons, onto the bus on the inside. Then he had a sign, too, that said, have a nice day, I think.
Yeah, and he called each place Happy Wacker and Happy Madison.
Illinois, Happy Madison. This is Happy Madison! He's just trying to help everybody have a nice day.
He was a nice guy.
Everyone's really quiet in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are a little bit different in the morning than they are in the evening.
Yeah, they're a lot more stressed in the evening. People are sleeping in the morning or reading their book or trying not to make eye contact with you on the bus.
Yeah, a lot of people read their books.
They read The Red Eye, the free paper.
Yeah, there's a free paper by the...
Trashy.
It is really trashy. It had that, body sushi on the front one day.
Yeah, and it's always talking about homosexuals in the city.
And they had a big picture of the Burger King guy on the front of it the other day. And it said, what the? And a question mark.
And the Kanye West Jesus thing on the cover the other day, too. And it was talking how rappers want to be like Jesus. I think they are Jesus.
Kanye West. I don't know. I'm not saying you're a gold digger. So, yeah, anyways, we don't recommend, and the Red Eye is not endorsed by the Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast.com.
I do like that.
I do, but I read the bus. I read a book in the morning. Like, how long is your commute?
10 minutes.
Yeah,
I read about 3 pages, 4 pages a day.
Yeah, mine's about 20 minutes. I only go an extra, like, 8 blocks, though, than her. But I tend to read about 10 pages a day.
Well,
only in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's relaxed. I'll read it. Do you read standing up at all?
No.
I'll read it stand up. I always end up in the front of the bus, just because I'm, like, the last bus before they're packed. So I'm always at the very front standing. Like, if you stand right where the bus sign is, you can get on, I noticed.
Yep, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, other people don't realize that.
Nope, people do not realize that at all.
Every single day, they still don't get it.
I know.
People just aren't very smart. Not that I'm very smart,
but
some people are not smart
have it. Just like when they still come at 8:02 and they know the bus is at 8 and they'll wait another 15 minutes. The same people all the time.
Yeah. There's 3 buses at 8:15 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's...
At my stop.
Yeah, there's no bus at all of them, pretty much. And then there's, like, no buses for a half an hour.
Uh-huh.
And people get mad because they pass their stop.
That's annoyed.
I hate it when the doors are open and they open the bus and, like, people are like, move back! And there's no room, and the bus driver keeps stopping anyway.
I know.
And we're like, just keep moving if the bus is full. I mean, we're already breaking the fire code.
I know.
Sometimes the buses won't start if there's too many people on them. One day we had to get off the bus.
I haven't had that happen.
We had like 10 people got off, and then he started the bus, and then they got back on.
Why would you turn the bus off?
I think it stops automatically. It's like safety
procedures. I didn't know that.
You want to make sure the door... Like, it can't start if the door's open in the back. It makes that buzz sound.
Oh, right.
And everybody gets real mad because it keeps buzzing. And they're like, close the door! We're like, we're not touching the door! Close the door! Stuff like that. Do you see the same people very often?
My bus stop, yeah. I see some of the same people.
What about
There's one guy that used to ride the 22 with me for like 6 months, and now he's coming back to the stop back there. I think he might be stalking me.
Uh-oh.
I know, it was weird.
Or maybe he wised up, too.
He probably wised up, too. He lives in the Sandburg Villages, too.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, I just see him.
What's wrong with the 22?
It takes a long time.
A long freaking time.
Yeah.
Like half an hour.
Yep.
Where the 156 is like the super... Express bus.
It is.
At least for us. Yours is even better. You live further away from me than the loop. You live further from the loop than I do.
And it's still a shorter commute.
It's still shorter because you get the buses earlier, and I tend to have to watch 3 buses pass.
Yeah.
So you get to work faster.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. There was a Christmas bus for a little while at Christmas time.
Really?
Did you get that one?
Mm-mm.
It had, like, Christmas wreaths and Christmas music and stuff all over it, and then the Jewish people would get really mad.
Yep, that's what always happens.
How dare you celebrate our Lord? Except they wouldn't say that.
I like it when I see you in the morning on the bus. That's only happened a few times.
Yeah. You're always looking for me.
I am. I look for you every time we stop at your stop, and people think I'm looking at them.
Well, you kind of stand out. You're so beautiful.
Oh.
Everybody in the world has heard it. All 1 or 2 people listening to this.
Which will be you and me.
You and me. Both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like getting to work. Like, it's pretty high speed until you get down there. We live in Gold Coast, and we fly through River North because not very many people work there. Everyone works in the loop.
No one lives there either, hardly. Or they walk to work if they live that close.
If they live, they usually walk, I think, because it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
By the time you wait and get on the bus, you're already there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But then we're at work.
Yeah, now we're at work. Tracy gets into work first.
8:30.
Yep, and then I, like, wander in. Like
9:30.
9:30. Not that we're on the same bus, it's just that I'm not as responsible as she is.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Good try. It's a hard standard to live up to.
Yeah. So, like, all the buses are so packed, and then there's, like, a million people in LaSalle. LaSalle is, like, one of the main streets. They call it, like, the LaSalle Canyon. because that's where most of the people work on LaSalle Street, and it has Board of the Trade at the end.
With the city, Lady of the City.
What's the Lady of the
Venus
City?
Venus or whatever. I don't remember her name. She's the goddess on the top of the building.
Oh, right. So, that's our own gods, but really, money is the god. Power is the god.
Yep.
One of those two. They're the same thing, I guess, to most people. A lot of lawyers work down there.
Bankers.
Yeah, there's Bank
traders.
Of America. A lot of banks. It's the second largest financial district in the world after, or actually,
not
in
the
United
world,
States.
I was going to say.
In the United States, after New York City.
That makes sense.
Yep. So, all our friends, everyone works down there. So it's a mad rush to get down in there. I live work off Wacker, near the Sears Tower. Sears Tower's in, I have different classifications, but it's the tallest building in the world in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
Tallest building in the United States. It's big.
It is big.
My building isn't that big. Yours is pretty big.
It's only 30 floors.
Yeah, mine's only got like 20-some floors.
Oh.
Yours is, but it's right on the
well,
river.
Our other building's really big.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So everybody races in the city. A lot of people ride the L. The L can be just as busy.
Yeah, it's smushed.
Yeah.
Smushed fest.
Yeah. What's the L?
It's the elevated train.
Yeah.
I mentioned it earlier. And it goes underground too, like the subway.
Yeah. The red line's the busiest L. And most people ride that one.
Yeah.
There's also the purple
line. Brown
line. Brown line, orange line.
Green line, blue line.
Green line. They all kind of come into the city like spider legs and circle the downtown and then go back out. Blue line goes to the airport, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Orange line goes to the other airport.
Yep.
Yeah, you're getting tired.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
Stay with us, Tracy.
Okay.
You have to go to work.
Oh.
Okay, so we're at work, like everyone else.
Doing our work.
Yeah, so we all work on, like, super high floors.
I'm only on the third floor.
You're on the third floor?
Fourth floor.
I'm on the second floor. I still ride the elevator.
I do, too. I really tick people off when I go down one floor or up one floor.
There's, like, six elevators on each side, and they're always empty.
I know.
Yeah. Is there a Starbucks in your building?
There is.
There's one in mine. Is there a Starbucks in every single building in the whole loop?
Probably.
I think so.
That way people
one.
Don't have to leave the office.
Yeah, there's also like a million corner bakeries.
Sprints in my building, they're in your building too.
Yeah, a lot of the Sprints are everywhere. Phone companies, you know. Cosi's, there's a bunch of those.
Cosi, yeah.
Jimmy John's.
Corner Bakery.
Yeah. There's so many of them we have to mention it twice. But on LaSalle, you also got City Hall. That's a pretty big token. That's
mm-hmm.
for all the power.
The Daily Plaza, the Picasso yeah. statue.
Yeah, King Richard, they call him, right?
The taxi driver called him that.
Yeah, taxis are crazy. Taxi is another way people get in. They're $2.25
yeah.
to start. And
it's expensive.
It is expensive. It's almost as expensive as the
it's
bus.
Slow, too. You know,
they just raise the prices on the bus. It's slow. It takes longer for me to get a cab than to get somewhere in the cab, though.
Yeah.
There's a break-even point, though. If you have, like, three people and you're going a mile for a mile, then it's better to take a cab,
that's
I think.
True.
That's true. .com.
.com.
Yeah.
Sushi.com.
So, we're dragging through because work drags until we go somewhere.
For lunch.
To lunch. Lunchintheloop.com. Not associated with Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast, which you're listening to right now, if you're wondering.
LILT.
Lunch in the Loop.
LITL.
Yeah. It's like a luncher. Yeah.
What's a luncher?
It's like a thing that lists all the places you can go to lunch.
Oh, yeah. And it has their menus and a roulette wheel.
Yeah.
You can spin the wheel to see which place you want to eat at.
Yeah.
Except there's nowhere to eat at in the loop, and we drive ourselves crazy trying to pick something.
Yeah. What kind of food do white people like to eat?
Fried chicken. Oh, no. Sandwiches!
Sandwiches! And salad.
And salad. Like 20 billion bon pear.
Bon pears everywhere.
Not good either.
Yuck, it's like a Panera bread, but it's
but
not.
But worse. Panera is like.
Way better.
The mecca of all sandwich places.
Yeah, if you like sandwich places, you probably like Panera bread. They even have free wireless internet.
I know.
I like that. .com.
.com.
So
we did have sushi in the loop.
Well, they have that Tokyo lunchbox.
It's a little sketchy, but
it is sketchy.
It's under the L, and there's about...
It is under the L. All the restaurants are near L stops.
Yeah.
It's like, so the L goes in like a box, and there's like two... The loop. And there's like two stops on every side. So there's like two stops near us where we have lunch. Please don't stalk us. But, you know. So we always have a hard time having lunch just because it's all white people food.
We're not white.
Yeah. But we almost ate at the Honky restaurant today.
Yeah, the place looked pretty good. I like honky food.
That's in H-O-N-K-E-E.
K-A-T-E.
K-H-E?
Yeah.
Oh.
Vietnamese and Chinese.
Yeah, that's on Argyle. You can ride the red line up there. Check it out. I like Vietnamese.
We had some pho noodle.
Pho-you. That sounds bad.
It does sound bad. It's all their weird Q's.
Only
Q apostrophes.
Yeah. It's not as bad as like those Indonesian towns like that. What's that? Phuket town? How do you spell it?
Phuket. Yeah.
P-H-U-K-E-T?
Yes.
You pronounce that for yourself.
You are such a brat at pronunciation.
I know. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so the sushi place is sketchy. Where else do we eat?
We eat at Cozy Sandwich Place.
There's this Express Indian place that plays
Indian
music
videos.
That's
the best part of it. I like the tea there.
The music videos are pretty campy, though.
The Thai place. Chipotle.
Yeah.
Staple of white men. fat white men, might I add. Because it has like 10,000 calories in a burrito.
It does. Hey, is it better to have a bucket of Chipotle burritos or a bucket of chicken?
You like both, so I don't know.
You won't let me eat at
Harold's Chicken
anymore.
Every time that I don't go to lunch with you, I'm like, where'd you eat at? And you won't tell me, because you know you ate at Harold's Chicken. And you know it's bad for you.
I always feel so bad.
You should.
I read some quote about Harold's Chicken online. I like the picture of the old black guy with the huge gold rings, and he's like holding his fist up to his chin, and he's got this like weird, like pimp-like smile. It's so shady. He's like, I love fried chicken. I read some article online. They're like, take yourself down the south side, slide your five spot under the bulletproof glass, and get a bucket of chicken that Colonel Sanders could never even dream of making. Yeah, something like that is pretty
something
funny.
Like that. That so, and your two pieces of Wonder Bread you get with your chicken.
You get two pieces of white bread. I mean, like plain, cheap old white
bread.
And they actually shoot some hot sauce on there, like Undercover Brother style. Like right out of your decoder watch. I'm surprised they don't give out big gulps, too. I don't know.
They know.
Yeah. That's funny.
You like that place, though?
Yeah.
Man, where's nowhere else to eat? We eat at the Thai place once in a while.
You know, I heard there's a lot of really kind of good places inside some of those buildings. Like the Franklin Center, that's where AT&T is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Franklin and Monroe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the second floor, I heard they have a nice cafeteria where they make a lot of food fresh.
Oh, well, maybe we should try that. Is that next to you, though?
It's closer to me. It's kind of a walk
for
like
you. We're like 6 blocks apart.
Anyway, you could do it.
I know. Once it warms up.
I always
up.
Walk further than you anyway.
You need it, though.
Ouch. Jesus said I'm fat. So, yeah. I'd like to check it out. It might be good. There's, like, a barfeteria in my building.
Ooh.
It's so grody. It smells like smoke in there so bad. It's, like, nasty. Underground, too. Like, all the food looks scary. And the people who serve it, you're like, you know, they haven't washed their hands ever. Not once. In their whole life.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so we always fight about lunch, and I'm like, well, where do you want to eat? And I get angry because she doesn't have any ideas. And
that's because there's nowhere to eat.
And then I'm like, she's like, well, where do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't know. She gets angry at me for getting angry at her. Now we're all fighting because there's nowhere to eat. Thank you. Partly it's a problem. No one can afford to build a restaurant down there.
No. I think all these chains. Haifa. Haifa. Middle Eastern.
High Off Farm. It's not too bad.
It's not too bad. I got sick there last time.
It isn't really that good, actually. That salmon that I ate was horrible.
I can't believe you ordered that. You ordered seafood in a Middle Eastern restaurant that's like a buffet-style seafood.
It looked like it was fermented.
It's been soaking there all day. Probably all week.
Oh, it was gross. There was like... I went to Oakland University for a little while, which is in Rochester Hills, north of Detroit, and there was this like really nasty pond in front of the dorms, and it's called Beer Lake. And like I'd eat the fish in the cafeteria, and people would say, "Don't eat that, because they'll keep fishing them out of Beer Lake."
Probably.
That's what that fish looks like.
I won a fishing contest when I was a kid. I won a skateboard.
You want a skateboard?
Yep.
Oh, Tony Hawk here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you skateboard?
No.
Oh, I snowboard.
Yep.
That's nice.
That is nice.
.com. Oh, well.
And that's lunch.
We don't have time to go to the good places to eat, like Greek Town and Chinatown.
Yeah, and other towns. Would be nice.
We did have bubble tea tonight, though.
We did have bubble tea.
We learned how to make bubble tea. Well, it's not really bubble tea, is it?
It is bubble tea. It's not really tea. It's like bubble fruit.
What do they call those? Freezes?
It's a tapioca freeze.
Tapioca freeze is the technical term.
Or bubble freeze is what you want to call it.
I like those because it has the little bobas. We even have the bubble straws. Bubble tea straws.
Yep, we got those in Vietnamese though.
So, we stuff ourselves at lunch. And we head back to work. Whoopee!
Yay!
You know, so everything's kind of around the stock market and whatnot, and then things close down.
Yep.
All about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock for us, not mm-hmm. for some people, but we take off.
Because everybody has to ride the Metra.
That's right.
And so, the Metra is kind of like the L. Do you ever ride the Metra?
I have ridden it twice with you.
That's the only time?
One other time?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you hadn't rode it.
There's no reason to.
Oh, well. What do you think of the Metra?
It's a lot cleaner than the L.
Do you like it better than the L?
Yeah.
They're a lot nicer.
I wish the times were more convenient and the location was more convenient to get to.
Yeah. What's the difference between the L and the Metra?
The Metra only travels like every hour sometimes, or half hour. And the L travels every 5 minutes during...
5 to 15 minutes. 5 minutes during rush hour.
The fast time, yeah.
I used to ride the Metra when I worked at Motorola. It was like an hour and 15 minutes out to Libertyville.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was like 2 hours at least. Round trip.
It's all the way in the loop. You have to go all the way down. Take the bus down to get to it.
Yeah, and then I'd have to ride the shuttle. It was horrible. The Metra is nice. There's some... cool places you can get to in the Metra. I guess there's a transfer to the airport in Evanston.
We can go to the Japanese gardens. The botanical gardens off of it.
Didn't you have some pictures of you there?
Did I send you those? I sent them to you.
With your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. You can get the Brookfield Zoo and, I don't know. Pretty much, who rides the Metra?
Married middle-aged white men who come and work in the loop.
Pretty much.
And families that come from the suburbs to the city on the weekends.
What do you want to do? Well, let's go see a museum. Okay. That's what they all do.
Yeah.
Or you got the teenage girls who come in to do what downtown?
Shopping.
They all go to State Street.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me where Marshall Fields is.
I know. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, then everyone else goes to the mile. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're back at work. And you can't make it through the day, and around 3 o'clock, people take a break.
Really?
Go get Starbucks.
I don't
usually, too, because it's like a ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
I can justify it because I go there and sit for 4 hours and work on my podcast for you.
Uh-huh.
Your listening pleasure. And just to annoy Tracy.
Yes.
Because she feels neglected.
I know, I am neglected.
She wants me to come sit and stare at her apartment. And I want her to come sit in Starbucks and stare at me. so happy together. Yeah. Oh, well. So, a lot of people go to get coffee. Do you ever see those coffee shops in the morning?
Yes. I've gone down to one in my building.
They're crazy.
They're pretty fast, though, actually.
There'll be, like, lines out the door, down the street.
I wouldn't do that. That's not...
And then, well, they get pretty efficient at it. There's two main coffee houses that you can go to.
Starbucks or Caribou.
Yeah, Caribou is pretty campy. Mm-hmm. Literally. It's like campfire stuff.
Hold up your
stuff.
Tent.
Yeah. Like, they're really stiff drinks, I think.
So, I don't know how good their coffee is, really. They just put a lot of extra stuff in it.
Yeah, so...
No one really has that good of coffee.
Yeah, and then you go back to work, and you sit in your office.
Sit in your office, chat on Instant Messenger.
Yeah, I Instant Message all day. Even though I just got a note that said, don't Instant Message anymore on company time.
That's
funny.
We're
using it for work, though.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
That's where you chat to me.
To Tracy. Constantly all
day. But that's multitasking. I'm working while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, me too. It keeps my morale up.
That's right.
Morale is important.
It is very important.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll go postal.
And we've already seen that happen this week.
Yes.
Although my postman's been sick.
Oh, no.
The post office in Chicago sucks.
It does.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that word.
Stinks.
Stinks.
Blows.
Okay, I figured that don't work. Euphemisms are bad. They're not endorsed by Whitehaven of Bliss. Podcast.
.com.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, well. And then we read the news and stuff. Usually about 3 o'clock is like the slowest part of the day.
It is. It's like it's only 3.
Yeah.
2 more hours of work left.
Oh my gosh.
But I will be a faithful worker.
I've been getting a lot more done in the afternoon.
Me too, actually.
In the morning I have a hard time. I'm always reading the news.
Oh, I don't do that.
You know, I heard that Humpty Dumpty got pushed off the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
He still had a great fall.
The doctor told me that. I said, what's up, Doc? He said, Humpty Dumpty got shoved. And then I was a motorboat.
Then they made scrambled eggs out of him.
But. Are you a motorboat?
Nope.
All right. She didn't play. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Yep. It's an old TV show called In Living Color. It's horrible.
I thought it was funny, but it was bad. Retrospect.
Everybody loved that back in the day.
I know.
So it hits 5 o'clock, or right before 5 o'clock, and I'm on... If you notice it, like, the Metro, it must serve, like, a million people a day.
At least.
Like, some of those
probably,
cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, those cars have, like... 8 cars on them, and each car has like 2 floors to it.
Yeah, like 100 people.
Yeah. It's insane. It gets really busy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's express cars and things like that. But anyways, like, if you, like, near the river, by the train station, the ground's a little bit higher than the rest of the loop, because it's built up by the water, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you look down, like, Monroe or Adams... Or Jackson, I think. There's like a sea of people.
I never see that.
It's just like people as far as you can see all the way through the loop. It's amazing. It looks like thousands of people.
The exodus.
Yeah, it's a mass exodus. It's just like, see, how did Moby Dick, let's see, Herman Melville said it's like a sea of cheese with maggots all over it.
Ew, gross. Not a good picture.
I thought that was a good way of describing it. Just considering how those people look on the inside.
I like cheese. They don't.
I don't know. Can a Christian work in the loop?
Yes.
I hope so. Sometimes I worry.
That's where God put you.
Yeah, my mission, I hope. I don't know.
Bring home the bacon.
Yeah. You wish.
Oh,
no comment.
Funny.
No comment. Yeah. So, at 5 o'clock it starts, and then what happens? How's the loop change at night?
It turns into a war zone.
It does.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like a graveyard.
And my crazy coworker, we worked till 3 a.m. the other day, and she thought she could walk home. Anyway, I shouldn't go on about this. But anyway, some people think it's safe to walk home at 3 a.m. from the loop.
It's not.
It's not.
At what time do you think it starts being safe?
When it's dark out, and no, like after 7:30, 8.
I don't know that late. Maybe after 7.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places close by 7.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as things close, it's over. Because people, like, it's amazing how fast people jet out of there. Considering all the workaholics are there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't understand how they're, it's really
empty. They work from home.
Yeah, or they take cabs, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's amazing how there's so many people there at 5 o'clock. It's like a million people. But at like 7 o'clock, there's zero people.
Yeah.
And you would think it's safe, but it's not.
Not.
It's not too bad, but it's not good either.
No.
Like, I don't like walking around at night by myself there.
Me neither.
So, don't worry.
Words of warning.
Words of warning. Don't go down there at night. If you're in Chicago at night, where should you go?
Chinatown.
Chinatown. Take you down to Chinatown. I don't know, like Rush Street, probably?
Rush Street, safe.
Somewhere in the Mile.
The Mile.
Not too late on the mile.
Not too late on the mile, no.
Rush is probably the safest.
Rush is the safest. There's always people there.
Yeah.
That's where we live. Near there. Near here or there or anywhere. Mm.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
A lot of people live in Gold Coast, though.
So. Lincoln Park area is probably safe.
You think so?
Well, not really. People got mugged up there not too long ago at 9, so.
Mm. So, oh well.
Oh well.
And then we go home. We can't find anywhere else to eat at home either.
I know, so we started cooking more.
So everybody takes their little dogs out and walks them in pairs in the summertime. Mm-hmm. The big ones don't fit. Yeah. So that's our life in the loop.
Working in the loop.
Working 9 to 5. Yeah!
.com.
Oh, well. Was that fun?
Are you talking to me? Are you
I
talking
guess.
To the people listening?
I don't know. I have to go to work tomorrow.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
I just want to lay on a beach with an umbrella.
Some beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, do you want to pronounce benediction?
Am I a new member?
That's not the way I always like it when they pray at the end of church.
What does benediction mean? Closing?
It's just like a closing prayer.
Go forth.
I was just making allusion to ending the podcast.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast with Wyatt and Tracy.
Yay!
At whb.com.
That's not right.
Havenofbliss.com.
That's better.
Other, a.k.a. WHB.
That's just the nickname.
That is the nickname. That's why I said AKA.
What's WHB stand for?
Why it's Haven of Bliss.
How long did it take you to figure that out? 2 seconds. In case you're wondering, it's not have no of.
HAVENOVOF.
ZYXUVTSR. QPONMLKJ
XYZ
I. Okay.
And that's how you get all your ABCs.
HGE. Oops. D.
Are you done?
CB. A.
A.
Bye.
Bye. Batman.